Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Due to a case of mistaken identities, Delton and Dwayne have gotten stuck hosting a seminar somewhere in Sledgeville.
Oh gosh, Delton, since those guest speaker guys showed up, running the seminar has been kind of fun.
Yeah, and profitable. Hey, you still have that money the mayor gave us?
Oh yeah,
Well, take good care of it, Dwayne.
You don't think it's a little dishonest for us to keep that money now, do you?
Certainly not. They're paying us to run the seminar, and that's just what we're doing.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't we take a breather and sit in on one of these sessions?
All right, why not?
Well, let's try this room, Delton.
Fine by me, Dwayne. Fine by me.
All right, your attention, please. The session is about to begin now. Now then, as you all know, this seminar is on extra income through personality analysis of common kitchen utensils. And I believe this is a key session to our topic, so do try not to nod off. Now, many people in our culture today tend to ignore the overall significance of common kitchen utensils. In point of fact, common kitchen utensils can exert a major influence on many aspects of our lives.
Ah, this gal is a real twinkie.
Oh, be quiet, Delton. It's just starting to get interesting.
It is?
Now, my assistant is handing out some computerized questionnaires to help you scientifically determine just what kitchen utensil best expresses your personality. Now, take myself, for example. When I filled out this questionnaire on my own, I discovered that I am a two-quart pan, but I am now striving to enlarge my capacity.
Well, what's the matter, Delton? Why aren't you filling out your questionnaire?
It's stupid, Dwayne.
Oh, no, it's exciting.
I can't answer these questions.
Which one's giving you trouble?
Well, this one. Do you prefer large hole or small hole colanders?
What's wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, I've never measured a colander hole.
Well, you better put down medium then.
All right,
is everybody finished? Don't you all feel ever so much closer to your true inner self now?
Yeah.
Let's share, shall we? Let's start with you, sir. What kind of kitchen utensil are you?
Well, according to this, I'm a spatula.
Very good. It's been quite some time since I've met a spatula.
Well, my mother always said there was something special about me.
And she was right. How about you, ma'am?
I'm a slotted spoon.
Good. And you?
Well, hell, I'm a can opener.
Electric or manual?
Oh, let me look. A manual.
Well, that's all right then. And what are you?
Do I have to say?
Oh, don't be modest.
It's not that. It's just a little embarrassing.
Oh, don't worry. We're all friendly kitchen utensils here. Feel free to open up and tell us what you are.
Well, I'm a food processor.
Well, there's nothing really wrong with that, I suppose. A little unorthodox, perhaps.
Excuse me, Ms. Frickle?
Yes, a question?
Yeah, is it possible to change your kitchen utensil?
Well, yes, under certain circumstances and with considerable effort, I'd imagine it would be possible, at least theoretically. Why do you ask?
Well, I'm an egg whisk with touches of spatula in my makeup and just a hint of a blender set on puree, you know?
An interesting combination.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know, but now I'd like to know how to attain true enlightenment as a pasta strainer.
Wow, what?
I'm already a pasta strainer.
Somehow, Dwayne, I'm not surprised.
Where are you going, Delton?
Across the hall where they're running that slideshow.
Oh, which one's that?
The Spatula and Modern American Erotic Thought. It might be interesting.
Yeah, but you need reserve tickets in advance for that one.
Sweat socks.
What kind of kitchen utensil are you, anyway?
Oh, just another damn food processor.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Delton.
Be sure to join us again next time for more of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Claire Stutzman, Craig Nesbitt, Michael Renner, and Arla Bush as the Slotted Spoon.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.